Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A woman's body has been found in a house damaged by fire early this morning in Perth South, and police are treating it as suspicious. The Warnbra fire also sent a man in his 30s and a three-year-old girl to hospital for smoke inhalation. Acting Detective Superintendent David Gorton says a man known to the woman is assisting Homicide Squad detectives.
No further risk to the public as far as we're aware, but we would obviously encourage anyone who saw anything around Curry Street, Warnbra this morning in the early hours to contact Crime Stoppers.
Meanwhile, a man in his 40s is in custody following a mysterious death south of Perth this morning. Police were called to a service station in Dawesville around 3:40, where a man in his 30s was found unresponsive and later died. Engine failure is believed to have caused a plane crash in Perth South this afternoon. A 73-year-old pilot made a crash landing at Jandakot Airport around 1:15 and was rushed to hospital with serious injuries. An emergency warning remains for a bushfire in the state's south. It's threatening lives and homes in parts of Denmark and Manjimup, with an evacuation centre set up at the Walpole Sport and Recreation Centre. A much-needed lifeline for farmers experiencing drought conditions. Premier Roger Cook has announced an $8.6 million package for hardship grants, interest-free loans and mental health support.
We know that it's a really tough season at the moment, and we are wanting to make sure that we do support farmers, many who are struggling with the drought-like conditions.
In sport, the Eagles enter Sunday's clash against the Suns as underdogs, according to coach Adam Simpson, but he says they're looking forward to the contest.
Gold Coast got some strengths right across the board. The balance between youth and experience is, it's in a good spot. Every time they've played at home, they've won. Yeah, they're, I don't know, probably a 4 or 5 goal better side at home. Plus, you know, they play a pretty good brand as well. It's pretty honest.
And Lachie Neale has been done again for striking. The Lions midfielder and Giants veteran Callan Ward have both been fined for striking each other in last night's clash in Canberra.